So recently I was looking at some old photo galleries online, and I just happened to flip through some of the older photo galleries that are on our website, and I noticed the gallery from the year 2011, and that was the year that I first moved here to Abayagiri, and just opening that gallery and taking a look at those pictures, I was immediately drawn back to a time that I had really forgotten about, and I realized that so many of the memories and the emotions that I had when I first came here, those are things that I haven't really recollected for a long time. And just going through that whole year and in pictures and the different people who were here at that time and the different events that happened, it brought up so many emotions for me, so many different perceptions. And I realized that, back then, about 13, 14 years ago, this was a very different place, and I was also a very different person. And seeing these pictures, really brought up the experience that was my own personal experience, and I think is probably shared by so many people when we first come here. Our first year, our first several years, they tend to be incredibly difficult, filled with a lot of challenges. And especially for me, when I look back at the pictures from that year, I feel a lot of, just a lot of suffering, the very difficult mental states that arose during that time. And I'm, brought back to a time when it seemed like, everything here was difficult. Although at that time the monastery had become quite comfortable to live in for someone like me, coming from the world and not being used to living in a place like this and not being used to following the renunciate precepts, there were incredible challenges every day. And so many things were just completely new for me, things that I had never experienced before. Having to live in a community of people, with many different types of people. And before coming here, I had never had to live with more than one person or a few people. And then coming to live in a community of people, and, maybe you don't really get along with everyone who's here, and, maybe you might not even really like everyone that you have to live with, but somehow you have to make it work, and you have to interact with these people on a daily basis. And it was incredibly challenging for me. There's also so many things that you're asked to do here at the monastery that many people maybe are not accustomed to. And for me, I coming from a life in which I had still have basically no kind of practical skills at all, being asked to do so many different things here, things like line trimming or kind of, different kind of repairs or working on different things, and just feeling completely lost, having to work in the kitchen and having basically no experience with cooking at all, just being completely hopeless in the kitchen, and then kind of being assigned to, be the head cook for the day. And I think seemed like there were oftentimes some kind of groans coming from the community when they assigned me to be the head cook. But people were very good and not really being too vocal about complaining. But there was definitely kind of an undercurrent coming. And there are many stories I could tell about that, but it's kind of embarrassing. Don't want to embarrass myself too much. But it was definitely, it was difficult for me, probably difficult for the community. But in the end, it kind of did manage to get through it. And through all of the challenges and the, incredible suffering, dark states of mind through that year, and recollecting that for a number of years, I always would come to tea time and listen to Lumbar Pasano. Back in those days, he was there almost every night during tea time, and it was kind of, just such a refreshing experience in the midst of a very dark world, a very dark year, especially the first year. so that, you know, although my own personal experience was of great difficulty, you know, there was always this light there that I could tap into, and just to see somebody that was, yeah, actually happy, you know, to see like it is possible, you know, although this is my current experience, then, you know, it is possible to change oneself.